Page 36. Scientists hope to protect seals by understanding their sound. Breaking the code of seal communication. Scientists learning the snorty language of northern elephant seals are hoping to understand how the giant mammals use vocalizations to prevent costly fights and structure their colonies, and how we can keep the expanding population safe. Armed with microphones, researchers from UC Santa Cruz's Institute of Marine Sciences have spent hundreds of hours on the brush-filled windy dunes and beaches of Ano Nuevo State Park, tracking more than 160 elephant seals and collecting some of their grumbly grunts and growls. These are fascinating animals, and they use sounds for really important parts of their lives, said Brandon Southall, a marine scientist and UC Santa Cruz research associate who studies elephant seal communication. Like showing who's boss, scientists think males use vocal calls to prevent fighting, much like smack talk between two guys in a bar, since seals vocalize before coming to blows. Often, challenges are settled by the calls alone. It's striking how rare physical fights are, said Colleen Reichmuth, research director at UCSC's Pinniped Cognition and Sensory Systems Laboratory. But when two males the size of a Ford Explorer fight, it's bloody and violent. Once hunted to near extinction, the northern elephant seals have rebounded. Now, scientists are concerned about the potential human impact on the growing population, and they hope that understanding the seals' communication and organization will help protect the bulbous-nosed cutie pies. The more we can learn, the more we can predict how they'll respond to these types of encroachments and better protect them, said Carolyn Casey, the project's field research coordinator. And as winter ends, it might seem quiet during a visit to Ano Nuevo because most of the seals have left this favored breeding ground. Make no mistake, though, they are among the loudest animals on land. Their calls can be as loud as a jackhammer, with frequencies low enough to vibrate the sand around them. To understand what all the fuss is about, Southall has been recording their rumblings from 3 feet away. It's kind of crazy to think you're so close to 4,000-pound males while they're trying to fight, he said. You can feel it resonating in your chest and sinus cavities. The team found that each male has a unique call. Carolyn knows these individuals so well she can recognize them from the other side of the dunes, Reichmuth said of Casey. One male, 3C, produces a measured series of clanging pulses. Another's call has the rhythm of a galloping horse. Other males sound like chainsaws, flamenco dancers, or shuffling a deck of cards. Some, like 3C, begin and end their calls with a special touch, a snorty flourish, according to Reichmuth. This season, scientists used a speaker to broadcast recorded elephant seal calls to specific males on the beach. One seal, when hearing the recording, turned around and sped away. Another charged the speaker. "We've had a few speakers run over," Reichmuth said. The different responses indicate that the calls are important, and the next step is figuring out what's encoded in the grunty orations. There's no one thing about the sound that allows you to know whether it's a big male or a dominant male, Reichmuth said. When the seals return next winter, scientists will be there once more. It's kind of addicting, Reichmuth said. Sometimes the people migrate back as well. Word bank. Vocalization. Many people believe that giraffes do not produce any vocalizations, but in fact, they sometimes make noises. Dune. Jeff thought he saw someone riding a camel across the dunes. Grumbly. The dog made a low, grumbly noise when we approached the house. Cognition. Adam is a scientist studying the development of children's cognition. Rebound. Our team was losing the game, but eventually they rebounded and won. Encroachment. Allison is protesting the city's encroachment on the forest near her home. Rumbling. Before it started raining, we could hear the rumbling of thunder in the distance. Cavity. The doctor looked in the cavities of my nose and ears and said nothing was wrong. Gallop. From the hill, we saw galloping wild horses on the plains below. Flourish. Julie ended her dance routine with a flourish. Encode. The team worked hard to figure out the encoded message. Addict. That TV show is so addicting. I can't stop watching it. More information. Smack talk. Bulbous nosed. Jackhammer. Flamenco dancer. Shuffle. Oration. Talk about it. How do you think learning about the elephant seal's communication will help people protect them? Would you enjoy studying elephant seals like the scientists in the article? Why or why not? What else do people need to learn about animals?